You are listening to the Self-Help Psychic Podcast with your host, Tabitha Stitt. I am a psychic medium, licensed school teacher, and I'm here to provide you with messages from the universe, spirit, source, whatever you'd like to call this higher guiding power. Your soul's purpose is here happening right now. Are you aligned or misaligned? This podcast is going to help you discover everything you're meant to be and beyond. Oh, I feel like I want to talk about being a mom, which is ironic because I'm not a mom in the sense that I don't have children yet. Perhaps someday, maybe. But I just looked over at my sweet little animal, one of them. His name is Axel. He's a little black cat. He has a sister named Veda. She's also a black cat. And we had Zini Girl, our little black lab. She passed a few months ago from today. Although I don't have children in the sense that I haven't birthed, but I do feel like as I look around and the things that I love with all of my heart, I offer and extend this motherly vibe out to them in the best way that I possibly can. And so this isn't about me, but this is about how we as women or this feminine energy can offer this motherly archetype, these motherly roles, this motherly love that is absolutely most certainly needed in this world today. Now, if you're a man listening to this and you would like to feel connected to this, which I think that you do because you're listening, I also think that you in your own way can offer this motherly love out as well. But I want to also help you understand that the mother archetype is what I'm referring to, the mother role, the mother nurturance. Now, as with everything, especially with symbolism, there's always a caveat to all of this. There's always a flip side. There's always the shadow side, which helps us see the light side, which helps us see the power, the internal heightened loving light power to this. So when we have a negative to the side, we also have a positive as well. So that's why this shadow side exists, from my understanding, is that it helps us not only appreciate, but to see and to crave and to seek this light side, and to help us use our inner tools, our skills, our strengths as women, as mothers, to provide this nurturance out in the ways that we know are best. Which is ironic because maybe we think we don't know what's best, or there's many times where we think to ourselves, you know what? I know what's best. I know what's best for you, and you're not listening to me. In those cases, that person or that child or that situation must get through that situation in their own manner so that way they can learn and also take in these skills as the mother archetype in their own way. Even though it's hard, when we really know intuitively, oh my gosh, this is what needs to happen. Why are they not listening? Of course, I'm not talking about safety concerns if a child or an animal or whatever it is in a physical safety hazard. We certainly don't want them to learn from that. We would, of course, go in and rescue them as best as we can. But this is more about like the emotional, the spiritual, the psychological, mental, family, all of that. When we have a lesson that others need to learn, including ourselves as well, we can interject the motherly love as best as we can. So I know that the word nurturance has popped up, but this self-healing love that stems from our heart and our souls and projects out onto whatever it is that we care about. That's what this is about. You're not limited to using this motherly, comforting energy this can be spread out. It's just, it's nonstop, okay? It's nonstop. And you might be thinking, oh my God, I'm so exhausted being a mom. I'm not talking about your own personal energy, because that can certainly be zapped. Trust me, I know, in my own way, where we feel utterly exhausted. And then we have to recharge the energy, recharge the battery, give ourselves that self-care that we need and that self-love. And then we feel exuberant again and we feel like, okay, we've got the energy. But instead, what I'm talking about is this universal energy that is guided from wherever you would like to imagine it being guided from, such as light, source, the universe, God, consciousness. It streams through us as natural healers that we are, and we can set the intention to send it out either to our family, to our pets, to our plants, our home, to the community, our neighbors, our schools, our roles, our family, whatever it is. We're not limited in that way. Instead, we can tap into this universal love, the stream of light, at any given moment and ask for it to be offered and to be received in all ways for the highest good. Now, in order to do that, from my own personal experience, we can do it with just a quick thought. And that happens and that works. But it's not as strong as if you were to sit quietly, even for 3 minutes. And you can have chaos around you, that's okay, but it's almost like tapping in, closing the eyes, breathing, asking to feel connected to this source, and then sending love, patience, guidance, whatever it is, out to that situation, out to that person. It could be all the way across the world. We are feeling the quite horror that's happening in this world, the scary things, the horrific things, the ungodly things that are happening. And we have to find this flip side of that and maintain our sanity at the same time when we see the terror that's happening. And it's so, so heart-wrenching. And yet there's oftentimes where we feel guilty because we go about our days and we want to help, but we feel like we can't help, or how can we help, or what can we do? I know from my own experience, as well as working with others, psychic mediums, other healers, other moms, other nurses, other teachers, other whatever the role is, the motherly archetype, just being a mom, I know that we have power to send this love out as best as we possibly can. And again, that's tapping in, breathing, and sending it out. It's this love that runs through you. And what's happening is this consciousness is using you as a medium or a conduit, an instrument, to direct this energy as best as possible. If we just quickly think about it, like let's say we're scrolling through social media, if we quickly think about it and just move on, that is going to work, but not to the extent of if we were to mindfully tap in and really surge our energy, surge this universal energy, not necessarily personal energy, but allow ourselves to be that conduit in all ways for the highest good. Essentially, at the end of the day, this is all about love. And this is about using our power as a human being, our internal power, this godlike power, to be a direct light in the best way that we possibly can. You have the power to do this. It doesn't necessarily have to be across the world. It could be right in front of you. So let's say an animal or a child isn't feeling well. We don't really know why they're not feeling well. We can feel that their energy is off. You don't have to be a Reiki practitioner or a pranic healer of some sort. Instead, you can just allow yourself to ask to send healing to this child or to this person or to this stranger, to this plant or to this tree in the best way that you know how. Allow for that feeling to roll through. You will indeed feel it. You may not think that you're feeling it, But when you set your intention to do that, that's when God really comes through and allows for this energy to flow through you. And it gets to the point where the more that you do it, the more that you will feel it, and the more that you'll love doing it. And so love can be spread and sent and received. Remember, we have to receive this for ourselves as well. We can't just give, and then feel like we can continue to do that, because eventually we all know that we will get burnt out no matter who you are. But we have to then allow ourselves to also receive that love as well. And so what does the mother archetype mean for you? What does it mean to be a mom to you? You may not have felt this love from your own mom in the way that we're speaking about it. And that in itself is a whole other topic that I will be sure to hone in on from spirit and receive messages that way. When we feel like we are not receiving that type of love from even a parent. And oftentimes, they obviously do love you. I do feel that. But there's a whole bunch of different topics, just to say it off the top of my head right now. Topics, segments, chapters. There's all different things that get in the way. There's all different areas of life that impact a situation. It could be time, it could be money, financials, it could be religion, spirituality, it could be a lack of knowledge, a lack of resources, it could be stress. All these different factors, maybe that's the word I was trying to think of earlier, tend to get in the way. But you and I, we, whoever is listening to this, it is meant for you to listen to this. You are healing one day at a time, one word at a time. You know that you can do this. You know what is right for you. You know in your heart and your soul that you have all the love to give. There's a difference, remember, between giving your own energy and then also allowing, on the other side, to allow for this energy to flow through you. So when you feel burnt out and completely exhausted, your soul is asking you to refuel that energy by receiving in some way. You don't have to exhaust your own personal energy so much to the point where you're feeling that way. But if you do, that's okay, because it happens to all of us. But another alternative is allowing for this universal energy to flow through you to direct it in the ways that are best. You can ask to be guided and it will happen. And so it is. Thank you so much for listening. If you have a question that you want answered about spirit, empowering yourself, or how to manifest a life you truly love, head on over to tabithastitt.com/podcast and submit your question there. Until next time, continue to tap into your intuition, take action, and trust the process. And so it is.